Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Amud Beis. We start at the very bottom of Chof Amud Aleph at Seif Dalid in Simen Yud Aleph, continuing the making of tzitzis. And the Mechaber writes, Orech HaChutim, the length that the tzitzis, the fringes have to be, Hashmona, all eight of them, Ein Pachos Midalid Gudolim, not less than the distance of four thumbs. V'yesh Omrim Yud Beis Gudolim. Others suggest that it's 12 thumbs. V'chein Nohagin, and this is the proper way that one should conduct oneself. The question, of course, is how big is this distance of either 4 or 12 thumbs? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yutess writes, Umididas hagudo, the measurement of the thumb, b'chol makom hu shel adam beinoni, it's the average size person's thumb. Umodin oso beperek elyon, and it's measured from the top joint of the thumb. The thumb, of course, has two joints in it, and you measure it from the top one, which is wider. B'makom harachov b'emso, at the widest width. He tells us then to look in the Shari Tshuva, who says that there's a big suffix as to where is the proper place to count it, and this is the sheet that it is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. He tells us to as well look in the Magen Avraham, in the Shach, Sheviu B'Shem HaRambam, the Shir Gudul Hu Kirocha, the Zayin Sa'oros, Zubitzad Zubidochach, in Ba'orech Bei Sa'oros Berevach, and these are two Sa'oros when they're not pressed next to each other. I'm not sure exactly what he means by these Sa'oros. Is he referring to barley, possibly hair? I really am not sure. In any event, in Dirshino 29, he brings in great detail, in modern terminology, three different shitos as to how long this length actually is. The Chazon Ish has the shear of a gudol to be 2.4 centimeters, meaning the length of 12 thumbs to be 28.8 centimeters. The larger shear is brought down, which it is that is 30 centimeters, or at least 29 centimeters, and the smaller shear is brought down the name of the Goin, the Grach Noah, who says that each Agudol, each thumb, is only 2 centimeters, bringing the total of 12 thumbs to be 24 centimeters. In inches, this comes to the shiurim about 10 to 12 inches, roughly, between the smallest and largest shiur. The great Goin, the Shevet HaLevi, unfortunately, we say now Zatzal, brings down, Sha'afa pishal chadchila yesh linhog b'shir agadol. Ideally, one should try to do the slightly larger shear of 30 centimeters. Nevertheless, we can be makel and use the smaller shear, which would mean roughly about 10 inches, since this is a din d'rabbanan. The halacha brewer brings down the reason for this additional length that we add on over here is k'dei sh'teha tzitzis noya, to make the tzitzis look beautiful, to be mahadar the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof writes down that this is in fact the psak of the Levush to take the larger shear of 12 gudlin. V'imkein lo yofa osen hamochrin shemetzamtzis in memidas orkun, and therefore it's not proper the way the salespeople who sell these fringes sell them bidiyuk exactly at the length, because karv hadar v'lios brachal v'tol is very likely that they'll be a little bit smaller, or that they will lose some of the strand, and therefore they would be not the right size. Ki afti min haTorah dai b'chol shir, because even though according to the Torah shir, it's acceptable to have any length of the fringes, however, midrabbanon b'inyan shir yud beis gudlin acharak shira, the total distance should be at least 12. We'll see it's really 13 gudlin after the knot, and therefore Movad Mashimunach al Karen Abegin, this doesn't include that part which is actually running from the hole in the garment until the end of the garment, and therefore the Prima Gadim he was bringing down, who says Yesh Lahazhirum al Kach, one should be careful about this. Bir Halach, he says that this Prima Gadim holds that if you have less than 12, it's actually Ma'akev. However, he brings down Hagoin of Mordechai Benet, who brings down from the Mordechai that he's not certain if this is the case, and as well the Bir Halacha brings down the Chinuch on Parsha Shlach, who says that one can be Mekel over here Bidyevet. And in fact, the Chazon Ish writes that this Shir of Yud Beis Godlin is Mitzvah Ba'alma, however, is not Ma'akev Bidyevet. The Mechaber continues in Sif Dalet, and he writes, Ulamalo ein lo Elohem Shir. There is no maximal Shir. You can make the tzitzis as long as you would like. There's no problem in making them longer than the 12 gudlin. That is a minimal Shir. The Ramah says, Hagav, imaso orach yosimidai, if you made them too long, yachol lekatsu, then you want to, at some point, it's not a problem. The ein bezem yishum tasev lo min osui, and then it's not a problem if you cut them, that you're now cutting the tzitzis into a new size, and it looks like now they're actually already made rather than made on the garment once they're put through the corner. So it's not a problem of tasev lo min osui if you cut them. He brings us down the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph notes that the Ri, Hayanoeg Lasos Orech Yoser, the Ri would specifically make them extra long, Kedeshim Yipase Kitzas, in case some of it got cut off, Gan Kain Yishor Bo Kashir, he would still have enough of a shear left. As we'll see later on, one should still try to maintain a certain proportionality if you have very long tzitzis between the knots and the unknotted area that should be a 2-to-1 ratio, with the knots being the smaller part. But that is not ma'akev, as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us later on. In addition, in Dershu Note 33, he writes down, if it wasn't for this rationale of the Ri, one would say there is no hider mitzvah to make the tzitzis extra long. You're just doing it to make sure that in case it gets cut off, you'll have enough shear left. And he brings down in the name of the Turi Evan as well, she'ein mitzvah b'davar, there is no mitzvah to make the strings longer. Once you have 12 agudolim, so then it's perfectly kosher and fine, and having 20 doesn't make it any better. Ein mekabel makach yosef schar, you don't get any additional reward for doing so. He says, however, this is different than by Hanukkah, for example, where there's an intrinsic improvement in the candle by having a better wick or a longer candle, and that's why it's a different halacha there. You do get credit, you get more schar for having a longer lasting candle or a better wick or a better material that burns. The Mechaber continues and says, Echot mehechutim yeh yoseh aruch, one of the strands of the fringes of the tzitzis should be longer than all the others, because that's the one, kidei sheyichroch bo hagadil, that's the one you're going to wrap around all the others when you make the knots and the wrappings that we do on the tzitzis before you let all the strands hang loosely after all the knots have been done, which we'll learn about in a later shir. The Rama says this is referring to Hagodil, is the Hainu Hachelik Meatzisis She'enu Oruk. That's the part that is not twisted around the other strands. And then he says, Hagah, Vishir Hanisker Ye Batzitzis Li Achar Shenikshar. And when we're talking here about the entire length being 12, or as we'll see, possibly 13 Agudolim, so that's talking about the total combination over here of the knotted part as well as the free parts of the fringes, movad mashemunach al keren habeged, which doesn't include that part which is overlapping the actual garment from the hole in the garment until the end of the garment. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis writes, v'im echod eno oruch kol kach lichroch ba'kol, if you don't have one shamis string that is so long that it can be used to wrap around all the others, then it's acceptable yichroch bo kitzas krichos mikot echod uktzas krichos mikot hasheni. Then you can actually use the twistings around with one strand wrapping around the others and then switch it to a different one. You don't have to have one, quote, shamish that does all of the twistings around, but you can actually or from one strand to another, and some of them, Farshim bring down, even all of them can be used to be the shamash. Kibizman ha-tcheles, because when they had tcheles, according to those poskim that we don't have tcheles today, bizman ha-tcheles, ha-yu osin kitzas krichos mea-tcheles u-kitzas mi-lovin. You specifically had some of the windings around the other tzitzis with the tcheles strand, and some of them used with the lovin, with one of the white strands. Mishnah Berurah adds further, "V'tzarich lirosh shi'ishtayru b'chol achutin orkun yud beis gudolin achar akricha v'akshira." You should make sure that at the end of all the wrappings, you still have a total length over here that will be the 12 gudolin. Kimosha kosev Ramah, as we had mentioned above in the Ramah, "V'afilu zeh chut ha'aruch achar shi'ikorech yishar yud beis gudolin." And even the one that is the longer strand that you wrapped around, you still have to make sure that that one still retains at least the length of 12 at the conclusion of all the wrappings. In Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah states, why is it called HaGodil? Kiro HaGodil Hashem HaOsid. It's talking about what will be in the future, that this will be the one that is wrapping around all of the others. Shinas HaGodil Achar Shenichrach Olav. Zeh Shekosav Ramah Achar Kach Hainu Acholuk. That's the part that is not twisted, that's not wrapped around. It was originally longer without all the wrappings and the knots that you made from it. If Katan Chav Dalet, he writes, it has to be that certain length after the knots and the wrappings have been done. And since when you make the knot, it gets a little bit shortened and tighter. That's what I mentioned before. Since because of the tightening over here of the knots, it becomes a little bit shorter. So you want to really start off with 13 or have 13 gudolim over here. In order to make sure that you have a significant enough length, not including that part which starts from the beged in the hole and runs until the end of the beged, you want to really have a total of 13 gudolin over here. And again, according to those that say that this is a requirement, it's even ma'akev if you don't have it b'di'evid. But people are makel on this, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and one should try not to do this and be makel. One should try to have the minimal length over here to be 13 gudolin. Again, we said this comes to a length of a little bit less than a foot, 10, 11, 12 inches at the minimum. The Halacha Berurah brings down that of this distance, of this total length of 12, 13 gudolim, this roughly 10, 11 inches over here. Shlish me'orech zeh min haksharim v'krichos, that one-third of that should be the space taken up by the knots and the wrappings around, and two-thirds of that should be the chutim that are hanging free. Hayotzim achar haksharim v'krichos. That's the ideal way to do this. As I mentioned before, this 2-to-1 ratio. The Halacha Brewer says, if in fact you don't have a long enough strand to do this, then you should actually cut down on the number of knots and wrappings that you have in order to make sure that you maintain this 2-to-1 ratio. That is very critical. The Mechaber in Sif Hei writes, Ein osin hatzitzios mehatzemer hanechos bakotzim shatzon rovtzim binehem. This Sif discusses the ideal type of wool that should be used. It should be very nice wool. It should be something that is choshev. And you shouldn't be using, as he starts off in this sif, type of wool that was caught on the kotzim, on thorns, or on little twigs or branches from the sheep that were running in between them. And you gather that wool and flex it into tzitzis. And not from strands that fell off from the animal, from the sheep. And likewise, not from the leftover material that's on the loom when they were weaving a garment. Why? The Mechaber writes, "Vatam mishum bizui mitzvah." None of these are nice. They were not going to make a nice garment out of this, and you're not going to make nice wool out of this, and therefore it's a bizui mitzvah, it's a desecration of the mitzvah, to go and make this for your tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Katan Chaf Hei writes, "Afilu b'di'evid pasul." It brings the Taz and the Prima Gadim that say that this is no good even b'di'evid. It should be a nice type of a wool and not the dregs, the garbage that's left over. In Sif Katan Chavav, he writes, don't ask over here how you can have a garment that has leftovers in it that you want to use for tzitzis. He says, the Balav Hachiyesh Pshul, he says, that should be no good because it wasn't spun l'shem tzitzis. So he says, no, assuming that it was spun l'shem tzitzis and then you changed your mind and you wanted to use it for a garment. So that would technically be good, but if it's the dregs, if it's the last remnants of this, so then it's pasul mishum bizui mitzvah. He then brings down the Sefer HaMa'or, who rates another reason, and he says, mishum diboinon ha-kanof, min kanof. It has to be specifically over here from min kanof, and that means v'ein minim halolu ru'uyim lasos behen ha-beged, that it has to be something that could have been made into the beged, and since these are the dregs, or these are the remnant material, they would never be made into the beged, and therefore can't qualify for tzitzis. Shem psolis atzema, this is the waste of the wool, the excess, the extra that is not really used. Vein beged nasa mikamosan, and nobody would make a beged from this type of wool. At kan lashonon, that's the language that the Sefer HaMa'or writes. V'im kain, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah comments, kol minei tzemer sheim gruin, any type of inferior wool, she'ein beged nasa mehem, that you wouldn't make a nice garment out of, would be psulin letzitzis. And he brings this in the name of the Magen Avraham. Finally, the Mechaber concludes with the start of Siv Vav. Im ason mitzemer gozul, if you were to take wool that was stolen, psulim, you can't make tzitzis out of that. Why not? Because he says, d'chsiv v'osu lohem, you make for yourself, meaning that you have to own the material, mishel lohem, it has to be your wool. And if you were to steal somebody else's wool and make that into tzitzis, you would not be yotze, you would be lacking lohem. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Zayin says, nira pashut, it's clear and apparent, the huadin, the same thing would apply in lokach hatzitzis bihakofa. If somebody were to purchase these strands of the tzitzis on credit, and then v'hamocher oil the nofak azuze, and then when the person who you purchase it from is trying to collect from you and you don't pay him, there's the eno rotzel shalim lo, and for whatever the reason you're not going to pay him, the medina enom shalo. This would also be qualified that the tzitzis do not belong to you. And when you make them into tzitzis for a garment, you in fact would not be yotze because you don't have them shalohem. Kedisa b'choshe mishpat, and he brings rise to this from choshe mishpat in terms of who's considered the owner of this. He tells you ayin shom to go look over there. V'chol ki aygab, as well as any other scenario like this where you really don't own them, they aren't yours, imkein lo yotzo min hadin batzitzis, you haven't fulfilled your obligation in the making of the mitzvah tzitzis. It has to be shalohem, it has to be owned by you. In Dirshu No. 41, he does bring down, however, kishyadua shadas hamocher shaloli tol mimenu chazoris atzitzis. If the person who sold you the strands knows, you know for certain that he doesn't want those strands back, but he wants the money, and he's willing to wait. Daito lahamtin lekabalas hakesef, even though he's asking for the money and you haven't paid him, but he's expecting to eventually get the money from you, and he's not willing to take back the tzitzis, but he wants the money, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, harehim shelo v'yochol levarach aleim. In that situation, they are considered yours, and you would be allowed to make a bracha on them. In the Halacha Brewer, he brings down that it's the das of the Mechaber, that afilu im gazal tzemer, if you stole the wool, virakli achar mikin osu chitim, and then you subsequently made it into strands for tzitzis, the gam nisyashu kvar habalim, and even though the balim have given up hope of ever getting that wool back, nevertheless, posul tzemer zelit tzitzis. He says, this fringes that you've created are not good to be placed on a garment to be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is the opinion of the Mechaber. That ends today's shir, but tomorrow we'll see that the Ramah disagrees with this opinion.